Welcome to Brand New Doctor. My name is Rolla Carajo, doctor turned healthcare graphic designer and brand strategist. This is the show where we share big ideas and look for inspiration in all kinds of places to help you grow a fulfilling career in healthcare. Following a path to success is one thing, but carving your own is another. So this is for you if you want to go beyond book smart. Today, we are talking all about building trust in ourselves and exactly why that matters. So let me tell you why that is the topic of this episode. Today is also the launch event for And Matter, and I am so excited to get out there and show the world what I've been working on. I'll be hosting a special workshop all about humanizing brands and connecting with audiences on a deeper level. And a big theme in the workshop is trust, because at the end of the day, branding is all about building a trusting relationship with our audience. I've been thinking a lot about how we build trust and why that's important. And essentially, it's key to the success of any relationship, any team or any organization. And if you think about it, it's the key to the success of the relationship you have with yourself as well. And that's why I want to talk about it today. This podcast shares tools and advice to help you carve your own path. And building trust in yourself is an absolutely essential part of this. My journey so far, and I have by no means arrived at a final destination, but my journey so far has required a lot of discipline, focus and perseverance and patience for me to transition from medicine to design, start a podcast and create And Matter and make a lot of changes behind the scenes as well. But what I realize is that none of this would have come to be without trusting that I could follow through on my ideas to make them happen in real life. That trust in myself has been earned slowly over time, and I realize that I've always had what it takes to bring my dreams to life. We all do. But I've often hesitated to try new things because I didn't believe in my ability to handle them well. And I know a lot of you can relate to this too. Carving out your own path is an exercise in learning to trust in your ability to make choices and deal with whatever comes from them, both the successes and the setbacks, while still striving for the future you desire. I know the fear of the unknown when you are making any kind of decision or stepping into any new kind of arena. You'll want to know that you're okay and you're not making a choice that will be fatal to your career or your life as you know it. But what if you could let go of that fear? I want to invite you to imagine for a moment what your life would look like if you trusted yourself completely. If you trusted in your heart that you would be okay no matter what, where would you be investing your time and energy? Where would you go? And what would you be willing to let go of? That's something to reflect on. I'm going to share with you some thoughts on how you can develop this trust in yourself to give yourself the space and the grace to do the things you really want to. But before I do that, let's ask the question, what does it mean to trust in yourself? When you trust in someone, you can rely upon them to stay true to the qualities you believe them to have or to fulfill a promise to you. It's a kind of confidence or a belief in a future outcome based on what you know now. The same goes for trusting in yourself. When you know yourself and acknowledge the experience you have, you then develop confidence in your abilities, your mind, and your power to make decisions. You know that if you go for that thing you want, you'll get it. Or you'll figure out what to do if it doesn't work out. Either way, you'll be okay. In my experience, I found it hard to make choices about my career for a long time after leaving medicine because I felt that I'd already made one bad decision to study medicine in the first place. I didn't trust myself to make another decision that wouldn't lead me down the wrong path again. For a long time, I struggled with trusting my own judgment, just second-guessing myself constantly, needing other people to validate every choice I made, and just having low self-esteem because I couldn't see the value in my abilities or in anything I'd achieved up until that point. Now, don't get me wrong, it is good to get feedback from key people. I still regularly ask people close to me, my family or my friends, for advice, but we don't want to be desperate for validation wherever we can get it. And we don't want to feel so wound up and stressed out whenever we need to make a choice. What we need is a baseline of trust in ourselves to give what is needed from us to move forward or to grow from the challenges that confront us. So now I'll share three ways you can start building trust in yourself. Number one, embrace fear as a teacher. The first step in building trust in yourself is to recognize that trusting in yourself doesn't mean you never have fear or doubt. Trust is not built in the absence of fear. I think we tend to look up to people who are further in their journey, who are doing well and confident, and we think they got there because they had it all figured out and knew exactly what to do. We think they were fearless and confident from day one and completely assured of their abilities. And you might think, it's easy to trust yourself and trust that you'll be okay if you're not afraid of a bad outcome. But actually, this scenario doesn't really exist. The truth is that most of us, at least, if not all of us, may never reach a point in our life where we no longer have fear. As long as you are growing as a person, trying new things and stepping out of your comfort zone, you will feel fear. If you're not at all fearful, you've probably done this before and it's not new to you. What I'm trying to say is that fear is a normal, natural reaction a lot of the time. Everybody deals with these feelings, even those people who are apparently fearless. But where you can make a difference is the meaning you take from having fear. You can learn to listen to fear in a different way. We don't have to take fears and doubts as confirmations or predictions that things won't work out. We can instead treat them as things to be aware of, rather than reasons not to attempt something in the first place. They may be teaching us something or showing us where we may need to grow. We actually start to build trust in ourselves when we start responding appropriately to the information that our fears and our doubts are giving us. To simplify, we basically have three things we can do when fears and doubts arise. We can be resigned, ready, or rational. I use the example of going freelance or starting a business because I've faced this on the way to launching Amata, and I know a lot of founders struggle with the same thing, but this can apply in any number of ways when you are stepping out into new territory. So back to this business idea, you might be thinking, what if I don't make enough money to make ends meet? What if I can't find clients? What if I can't come back to my job? Our first option is to be resigned. We let fear stop us from moving forward in any meaningful kind of way, we stay frozen, and we don't commit to making a choice that will change our situation. Now, this is clearly what we don't want. This only serves to erode our trust in ourselves because it reinforces the belief that we can't do difficult things. Our next option is to be ready. This means we listen to the information our fear is giving us about possible outcomes and respond as best as we can to avoid them. In this scenario of starting a new venture, if you're afraid of making enough money by doing this, there's actually useful information in there. On a practical level, you do need to be cautious with money. You need to make sure that you can cover your costs. Now you can respond in any number of ways to this information. You can budget, you can seek part-time work, you can create a financial safety net before diving in, amongst many other things. You'll realize that there is so much in your power to do when you focus on being ready for possible outcomes. When you respond in this way to your fear, you build trust in yourself because you start seeing that you are proactive and dependable because you have thought of everything and are ready for every eventuality. The last option is to be rational. It is easy to catastrophize and allow our minds to jump to the worst possible outcome, but being rational means we confront our fears with logic and perspective. When we look at our worst-case scenarios realistically and consider how we might deal with them, we realize that we have the ability to adapt and persevere. So back to this fear of financial instability with a business, it is so easy to spiral. You can be like, if I don't make enough money, then I'll have all these bills I can't pay. I'll be evicted. My credit rating will be awful. I have to go back and beg for my job. I will never live it down. But you have to stop yourself and remember that you are living your life. You are not just watching it unfold. You have agency and enough control to be able to deal with bad outcomes and not let the situation devolve to complete disaster. What is truly the worst case scenario here? Especially if you followed the previous step and have already considered everything you can do to be ready. So maybe you don't make enough money for the business to start with, but if you've created a financial safety net, you can cover your bills for a few months while you figure out your next step. You'll be fine. Being rational about your fears helps you to build trust in yourself because you start to realize you can make the most of any situation. You can turn things around when you need to. Number two, keep promises to yourself. In any relationship, trust is earned by being consistent and reliable. The same goes for your relationship with yourself. Do you remember earlier I said that I'd earned trust in myself? I've done this largely by keeping promises to myself. If I say I'm going to do something, then I do it. Now, I'm not perfect, but I try my best to hold myself accountable. I am not the first person to say this. Ed Milet, a famous speaker and coach, talks about how you can build a lot of confidence in yourself by showing up consistently and even going one step further and doing more than what you said you were going to do. He calls this the power of one more. Definitely check it out. When you fulfill the commitments you make to yourself, you believe more and more that you can depend on yourself and do what's necessary to make your plan succeed. Knowing this makes it much easier for you to make decisions. The energy you would have spent worrying and wondering if you can achieve something can instead be spent on deciding if you want to do it at all. You can set the bar low to begin with and make small promises to yourself, like, say, reaching out to 3 new people this month. Then you can build gradually and challenge yourself more. Maybe you can up the number next month and challenge yourself to network in person the month after that. Obviously, don't cheat yourself and make promises that don't require any change in your life for you to keep. You want to stretch yourself and prove over time that you can trust yourself to handle new responsibilities and challenges in your life. Keeping promises to yourself isn't always easy, especially when new circumstances arise. But if you can honor a commitment to yourself in spite of this, you prove that you can trust you'll be okay no matter what, because you can adapt and bounce back when the going gets tough. Number three, celebrate your wins. So speaking of promises, I'd say the best promise you can make to yourself is that you'll celebrate all your triumphs, whether they're big or small. I know from personal experience just how hard it can be to do this, especially when you are used to following a path like in a healthcare career, because there's barely a moment after you've achieved something to relax before you're thrown into the next thing. But it is so important to celebrate your wins and congratulate yourself for the really obvious reason that you need to remember it. You build trust in yourself by being able to recall all the times you followed through or did something to the best of your ability. And if you label these moments in this way, you have a kind of internal cabinet or filing system that you can refer to whenever you need to remind yourself of the things that you've done. If you listened to the interview with Jessica Smith from SOMX earlier this month, you would have heard her talk about looking at the facts of a situation whenever something great has been achieved and being really objective about how she contributed to that success. Now, that is a really conscious process that she's going through that will help her to remember further down the line how she's done wonderful things, how she's achieved great things. And that just serves to build that kind of trust and reinforce that in her mind. And you can do the exact same thing. I see a lot of really capable people who are unable to trust in their abilities because they've barely taken a moment to recognize the brilliance within themselves. How can you possibly trust in something if you don't acknowledge its existence? When you mark a moment, you build confidence and trust in yourself by reflecting on your progress and creating lasting memories. We have to reinforce our belief in our abilities to overcome challenges and achieve our goals whenever we can, because when the next challenge arises or the next decision needs to be made, the trust we've built in ourselves helps us to navigate these situations with more self-assurance. Celebrating your achievements is not only practical because it helps you remember your wins, but it's also an act of kindness to yourself. We gladly celebrate other people's wins and show appreciation for them because we know how good that feels to them. And we can give ourselves the same gift. Why not? When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, you demonstrate to yourself that you're worthy of care and respect. Again, when we compare this to our relationships with other people, it's really hard to trust someone who doesn't have kind gestures or kind words to say to us. And the same applies to our relationship with ourselves. But consistent self-care, self-acceptance, and self-praise lays the foundation for building trust within yourself. You can learn to rely on your own support and encouragement, and that can only deepen confidence and trust in your abilities and decisions. So there you have it, some thoughts on building trust in ourselves. These are things that have helped me so much over the years as I've carved my path. Like I said, I'm here launching Our Matter today because of the trust I've built in myself. So it is a real full circle moment for me to share these things with you. And I really hope it helps. I have to say that easing that sense of uncertainty in our abilities by building trust is so necessary for your well-being. If you can recall or imagine a relationship with someone that you don't trust, you'll know how difficult it can be to get anywhere and just how stressful the whole thing is. And the same goes for our relationship with ourselves. And we don't want that, not when we are navigating new territories. So I hope this is a useful place to begin to help you to build a trusting relationship with yourself. There will be difficult seasons, that's for certain, but if we can build that trust in ourselves that we can make the most of any situation and bounce back, we can ride out the storms feeling more collected and more peaceful. And I absolutely want that for all of you listening. So let me know if you found this useful, and I'll keep it coming with tools to help you to carve your own path. Thank you for listening to this episode of Brand New Doctor. I hope it inspired you in your personal journey. Check out the notes for a summary of the show with all of the important links. And if you enjoyed this,